This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air for 24 and a half more minutes, and we're going to repeat our questions, our trivia questions, and then we'll go back to the phones. What are your questions real quick, Ed?
All right. In the 1966 film How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what was the name of the person who sang the song, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch"? And kind of on that same topic, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch," the song described the Grinch as having a brain filled with what? Mm-hmm. And then third question, what are free radicals? It's multiple choice. Are they escaped communists from prison, liberal professors at the local college, unstable atoms that stress your body, mm-hmm. or small blood clots that form after surgery? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, given to me for my daughter, Tegan. In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father? Second question, how many candles are on a menorah? How many candles are on a menorah? You know, Hanukkah, Christmas, all right. This wonderful celebrations. Then I'm going to add one, true or false. Some Christmas lights can be seen from space. Is that true or false? Christmas lights can be seen from space, true or false?
I know you can see drones from space over New Jersey.
That's right.
You can see drones from space. All right, my questions are as follows. I got two left. How many drummers drumming are there in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? We all know that song, The 12 Days of Christmas. There's one line in there about drummers drumming.
I know how many golden rings because we all belt that out just like we do.
Yes.
Everybody sings that with gusto.
How many drummers drumming, though, are there? And the second question is, and this is for an AFR ball cap. We'll send it to you.
If you don't look it up.
Yes, that's right. If you just know this term because you've studied it in the past or you've heard about it, if you look it up, that's fine, but not for the ball cap. But here's the question. There are a group of people on planet Earth called Jews. I want to know where that term originated. How did they get the name Jews in the first place? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Georgia and Jimmy.
Georgia
and Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome. I appreciate it, you.
Jimmy?
Well-renowned instructors.
Well, thank you,
Jimmy. Well-renowned. Yes, I like that, too.
Respected.
Someone else said esteemed. Yeah.
Yes. And Jimmy from the land of cotton and peanuts and all the other good things going on there.
Hey, Jimmy, if you don't want to talk about this, this is okay, but I got to ask you, have you ever cracked corn? and listen, if you have, I'm not judging you, brother. We all have our.
I put it out there and let the deer do it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
Jimmy's never heard that line.
Hey,
before.
Jimmy, I got to ask you: have you got one yet this year?
A deer?
Yeah.
No. I quit doing that. I can't say I'm too old to hunt, but I just quit. My wife's got a soft heart. She likes to see them eat.
Right.
So I buy the 50-pound bags of corn and put it out behind the house.
So you got all those deer that just come behind your house. Hey, what's your address, Jimmy? I'm asking for a friend. Yeah. And when's your wife usually not at home?
Well, if you saw some of the photos we took of some of these bucks out here, you probably want to come down here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, ask, answer, or do both, my friend.
Well, I could answer the one I think about the free radicals.
Okay, you want to try that one?
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, here's the question for those just tuning in. What are free radicals? Are they escaped communists from prison, liberal professors at the local college, unstable atoms that stress your body, or small blood clots that form after surgery? What say you?
I'm going to say unstable atoms.
That's correct. Unstable atoms stress your body.
They stress your body.
They stress. Oh, the stress is just
enormous. Jimmy, how do they stress your body? Do you know those free atoms?
Free radicals.
Free radicals.
The free radicals that run around there.
I don't know. I just try to take supplements to keep it from happening.
There you go.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. You mean sort of block them off?
Yeah.
You got them off at the pass.
You got to block those free radicals. Yeah, if you don't, it causes all kinds of problems.
Well, they get radicalized.
Yes.
Even more.
I guess I started this, didn't I?
It causes you to forget things, and it causes you to forget things.
And forget you forgot them. All right, Jimmy, ready to go, brother.
I got one for y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you know about Charles Lindbergh?
I know he and his family had some great cheese. It got a little stinky if you left it out there on the counter for too many days, but otherwise it was good for recipes, it's healthy, and a pretty good aviator, yeah. But the family cheese is what's really people think
that
about.
That Lindberger cheese. Yeah. Hey, what do you mean, what do we know about him? You want to ask something specific?
I know JJ would be able to answer this question. Because he's a pilot.
Yes, he is. Of some renown.
Okay. He made that flight from New York to Paris, that nonstop transatlantic flight. He was awake for 55 hours, but it took 33 and a half hours to make the flight. Now, JJ knows all that. What I want to know is there were five instruments or main instruments that he used. He had a periscope on that plane, but it wasn't much good. Couldn't see too much in front of him, but he couldn't see in front of the plane because that fuel tank up there.
They put an extra fuel tank up there on the hood.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had fuel in the wings, but they put that big fuel tank up there in front of the cockpit, so he couldn't see out the front. He could see out the side.
Yeah.
But there were five main instruments. Can you name about three of them?
I'll try. The plane was the Spirit of St. Louis. He dozed off a little bit. He got down about 6 feet over the ocean.
Really?
He flew across the ocean in the dark, in the, you know, weather. Incredible feat. But I'm sure he had an altimeter. He had a...
CD player.
We don't want to forget that. He had a DG, a compass. He had an altimeter.
You already said that.
Compass and a, let's see what else was going to be in there.
He said a periscope. He said he had a periscope.
Yeah, a periscope, but it wasn't much. Yeah, I'm trying to think. In the planes back a few years, they call it a six-pack.
What about a stethoscope?
Three on top, three on back. Stethoscope, if his heart started.
That's what I'm saying.
That wasn't regular. That's right. Garage door opener. He had that in there.
What about it, Jimmy?
Jimmy, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but before he went to Paris, he had to go to Atlanta first and then Chicago, and then he was able to go.
And he lost his luggage. Hey, here's what he had. Altimeter. He had a compass. He had a RPM gauge. He had a speedometer and a gas gauge.
It was called a speed timer.
Speed timer.
He had the compass. He had two compasses, earth inductor and magnetic. And then he had a drift sight and an 8-day clock. Don't ask me what an 8-day clock is.
It's a sundial. And it only worked at halfway for about 12 hours. Then it really was kind of obsolete and useless.
You know how much money he made? There was a big businessman that offered this amount of money for anybody that could make the flight nonstop. And I think two or three pilots tried it and died. Wow. You know how much money it was?
Seemed like it was $10,000. Might have been $100,000, but I'm going to say $10,000.
$25,000.
In today's money, that's probably $1 million. I don't know.
It'd be a lot. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you,
Jimmy.
Thank you.
Hey, great.
Then there was a
question.
Terrible tragedy scandal about their baby getting kidnapped.
Yes.
That was horrific.
Because he was famous.
Yeah. But what a history maker as far as being an aviator. What kind of courage that took.
Next up.
All right, let's go back to Tennessee, and Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you, Tom.
The honor is ours,
yes,
sir.
Yes. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Tennessee?
I live in Chattanooga.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to hear the beloved cowbell.
Well, that's already, someone's already won that.
The beloved cowbell was rung for
Frosty. Oh. What made Frosty come alive?
I thought the question for the cowbell was the one about the Jews.
Well, that's, you know what? I tell you what we'll do, Tom. I'm feeling Christmas spirit around here.
Oh, man, yeah.
If you're charitable. So if you can answer the question about the Jews, then we're going to ring that cowbell.
Did you say without looking it up, or was that something different?
It was that question, but let's just set that aside.
I don't want to be legalistic.
Yeah,
let's not
be legalistic.
I didn't look it up.
We're just a few days away
from
Christmas.
Tom, so here's the question Tom's going to answer. And get that cowbell ready, Adam. Even though you're an Ole Miss fan, you get it ready over there. Where do you get the term, where do we get the term Jews, Tom?
Okay, and I didn't look it up, so if I'm wrong, don't blame somebody's book.
Okay.
It came from Judea. Well, it came from the tribe of Judah, and the kings of Israel were supposed to come from that tribe. And then when the country split in two, the southern kingdom had the real king was Judea. So Jews comes from the word Judah.
You know, yes,
Jesus. Yes,
yes. You got it.
Oh, nice.
You got it, brother.
We made your weekend. You heard the beloved cowbell, Tom.
So in short, what Tom is saying there is the word Jew comes from the term Judah, which is the leading tribe of Israel. A Jew was literally, quote, one from the land of Judah.
I didn't know that. That's good trivia.
So Jews are derived from the word Judah in Israel.
Well, when you're reading your Bible and you see Hebrews and then, you know, God's chosen people, then you see Jacob, but then his name was changed to Israel. You know, I've had to kind of go back and forth in my mind. Oh, wait, Israel. Yeah, that's the different tribes of Jacob. And so then you hear
It's all the same. Kind of like Caucasians, white people. You know, you don't mean the same thing.
Kind of a broader term.
Although all white people aren't Caucasians, but a lot of people don't know that.
Is that true?
Huh? You're from Italy.
No, you're talking about ethnicity.
Right?
Ethnicity, yeah.
But that's a good
trivia question.
I'm talking
about interchangeable words to describe a group of people.
Yes.
So. Hey, stay on the line, Tom. Congratulations. You won yourself a...
Thank you.
He's got a question for us.
Yeah,
right?
A ball cap and...
Yeah, we got to get you a ball cap sent your way, Tom. All right, Tom, fire away with your question.
Okay, it's a baseball question. I can either tell you the guy's name and you try to tell me his two nicknames, or I can tell you his two nicknames and you can give me his name.
Give us the nicknames.
Okay, his teammates nicknamed him, you know, there was Stan the Man Musial. And he was called, this pitcher was called Stan the Man Unusual. He was one of these pitchers that acted crazy on the mound.
Oh, you know what? Y'all are going to know the name, but he did his head like a chicken. He threw his head out there like a chicken, and he talked to the ball.
No, you're talking about Mark Fidrich.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking.
Well, that isn't who you're talking about.
I don't think that's who he's talking about.
You mean the?
Oh, that's a different team.
What was it? You mean the? Is that the pitcher? What his nickname was? Stan the Man.
Stan the Unusual.
Okay. What was his second nickname?
Okay, that was from his fellow teammates. He was a relief pitcher, and his manager gave him the nickname Full Pack because he said he made him so nervous every time he went in a game because he'd make the situation worse before he'd save the game. And his manager said that he had to stay calm. He had to go up the runway where he couldn't be seen. They weren't allowed to be seen smoking.
All right. Give us,
and smoke a full pack of cigarettes.
Give us one more clue. You're going to have to tell us maybe
the team?
The team. That's the only shot we got here.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
The team, when he had his few good, several good years, was the Baltimore Orioles during the Jim Palmer era.
He was a relief pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles?
Yeah.
Man, I don't...
Is he a household name for baseball fans?
He used to be. I don't know how well known he is now, but...
All right, well... Go ahead. You know, relief pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles.
I mean, they had quite a staff. Mike Cuellar. I mean, they had a great pitching staff.
They did.
In the 70s. I don't know who the reliever was.
I don't know. What's his name?
It was Don Stanhouse.
Stanhouse. I remember him. Stanhouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he had curly blonde.
Smoking cigarettes in the runway by the dugout before he went out there?
No, the manager did. The manager had to smoke a full pack because he made him so nervous.
Which begs the question, you're the manager and you put him in the game. Are you doing this
yourself? Well, Tom is saying that he would make things worse, but then he would eventually
I remember the name. All right, Tom.
Thanks,
thank
Tom.
You.
I'm going to put you on
That's
hold.
Good. That's good trivia.
And Sandy's going to get your information and we'll get... an AFR ball cap out to you.
Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go to Texas and Tuvia.
Tuvia?
I think that's the name, Tuvia. Or
Tuvia?
Tuvia.
Tuvia?
Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, how you pronounce your name?
You got it right, Tuvia.
Okay, all right.
Okay, how you spell it? T-U-V-I-A?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, you're the first Tuvia I've ever met.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's unique.
Where'd you get that name?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. Sorry, I'll tell you later.
Family name? Okay, go ahead.
You want to ask?
I do both.
Yeah,
you sure both, can. Okay. Which one do you want to answer, Tuvia?
The Elf movie.
Here's the question.
Drama bills.
In the movie Elf, where does Buddy go to find his biological father?
New York is the answer.
City. And then my daughter Tegan said either answer New York or Empire State Building. So, yeah, way to go.
Why did his dad work in the Empire State
He worked at the Empire State Building.
Okay, James Caan.
Right. Yeah. Nicely done, Tuvia. Do you have a question for us?
They had a little strained relationship, didn't they? Did they?
Yes.
A lot of the part that you don't see after the movie, a lot of counseling.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. If I had an elf as a son, I don't know how I'd react. I mean, how do we? Does any of us really know?
There's no dress rehearsal for that kind of thing.
So, I don't know.
Not a real precedent.
You judge James Caan, and yet you could be that same person.
You could be that same person.
You know what I'm saying?
Have an elf or a snowman.
Or a snowman.
Or a son. You don't know.
I'd rather have the elf. I'm going to go with the elf there. Although the snowman melts, you don't have to pay for his college.
That's right. Moved to Florida.
Yeah. All right, Tuvia, go ahead. What's your question for us?
What are the names of the three brothers in Poland who rescued more than 1,200 Jews?
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. I wonder if one of them was Tuvia, because she said she'd tell us later on her name.
Well, you're probably right.
I'm going to say one of them was Tuvia.
I don't know this story.
I don't either. 1,200.
Like Anne Frank? I mean, like she rescued Jews during World War II, and you have three Polish brothers that did this? Tuvia, can you tell us the story there real quick?
They hid in the forest. They hid in the forest.
Okay.
For like over 2 years.
There was a movie.
There was a movie about
this called called Defiance.
Yeah, Defiance.
So I think you're right. I think Tuvia is probably one of them, but I don't know the names.
Might have been the leader.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive that I hear her mom as a lifeline in the background. Thank you, Mom, for having Tuvia on the line. But if she named Tuvia after that's pretty impressive.
One of those heroes.
Well, yeah.
Did Zed and JJ have it right?
Tuvia is one of them.
What's the other two?
Zeus and Asael.
Okay.
Did
you see this movie yet?
Years ago.
I saw about half of it. Very impressive. They were in the woods, and they were in pretty incredible resistance for the longest time.
So the Nazis were after them?
Yeah.
They were hiding
rescuing
They were Polish,
Jews.
Weren't they?
I think you're right.
Yeah, Polish. She said Polish.
Yeah.
Tuvia did. Thank you, Tuvia. Yeah. That's a great question.
Are we done here? Yeah, and so you were named after one of those heroes, correct?
So obviously you're from Polish descent, right?
Actually, German.
German.
Okay. German.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
All right, well,
thank
listen.
You
thank
so
you,
much.
Tuvia.
God bless
so
you.
Much.
Merry Christmas.
I was going to say, I was going to take a wild guess and say her last name ended with S-K-I. You know, the pole?
Tim,
Polish,
yes. Yes.
Know,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Would I have been right? Probably.
Boleski.
Isn't that the way the Poles end their last name?
Some,
S-K-I?
Yeah, some do. Yeah.
Most probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that some kind of a ethnic stereotype I wasn't supposed to talk about?
I guess we'll find out.
S-K-I. Nothing wrong with S-K-I.
No, I think that's pretty well known.
Yeah.
It's,
just don't say how many.
But,
don't say that, right?
Hey, let's move on. Orban from Texas.
Wait a second. Okay, now go ahead.
Let's see. We got Jake from Texas. Hi, Jake.
Did you say
Orban.
I mean, Orban from Texas.
That's me.
Jake's from State Farm.
Morning.
That's right. Hey, Orban.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Orban, you want to answer or do both?
I want to do both, but I want to say something real quick. Mm-hmm. I listened to the interview with James Dobson and Bodie, and I wished everybody could hear that interview. That was so sweet. I really appreciated that.
James Dobson's interview with
Bodie?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it Bodie Bachman? Who was it?
You know, J.J., when James Dobson was interviewing you, you talked about Bodie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bodie wasn't on the show.
No, he was talking about when Melanie and I
were on James Dobson's family talk show talking about Bodie.
Yes. Thank you for that.
I wish everybody could hear that. That was so sweet.
Well, thank you. Did it happen just recently, or are you talking about maybe back in the early fall or something when they re-aired that?
Yeah, it was a while back.
Right. Oh, thank you, Orban. I tell you, he's amazing. That was an honor that they had us on. Hey, we're just about out of time. Orban, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both if I got time.
Yes,
I'll
sir.
Quick.
Which one you want to answer?
The space lights.
Yeah, true or false, Christmas lights can be seen from space. Is that true or false?
I'm inclined to say true.
Release, it's 100% true.
Really?
But enough about Tim Wildman's neighborhood. NASA has released images and videos of Christmas lights that can be seen from space.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Hey, Orban, we are almost out of time. What's your question for us?
I was going to ask you a real quick question about being a paper boy in Richardson, Texas on Christmas morning. What's the main hazard paper boys had on Christmas morning in Richardson, Texas as a boy?
Just go ahead.
You better tell us.
There's the music.
Okay, it was trying to miss the glass milk bottles.
Glass milk bottles
on the front porch.
Wow.
That's a good point.
That's good trivia.
That's back in the 60s.
Yeah, right that's there. Like watching Ralphie and some of those other guys on that Christmas movie.
Hey, thank you, Orban.
Yes, sir,
Merry Christmas, Orban.
All right. The name of the person who sang "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" was Thurl Ravenscroft, and the Grinch had a brain filled with spiders. That's from the line.
9 candles on a menorah, 1 for each night of Hanukkah and 1 extra for the shamash or the helper candle. So 9 on a menorah.
How many drummers drumming are there in the song "The 12 Days of Christmas"?
10 drummers drumming.
12.
12 drummers.
12.
Drumming.
12.
And
5
golden rings.
Brain full of spiders, huh?
Brain full of spiders.
He can't be responsible for his actions.